This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero announced that he will bring cops back to campuses for the rest of the school year. The announcement came hours after a student shot two school administrators at East High School Wednesday. Police were removed after the social justice protests in 2020. The Denver School Board and Mayor Michael Hancock both said they support the move. Along the Front Range Wednesday, picket lines formed outside at least four Starbucks stores. CPR's Matt Bloom reports union workers are protesting months of bargaining delays.
This is the second time Starbucks baristas have walked off the job to push the company back to the negotiating table. Ashaya Seacrest is a barista in Denver who wants more shift hours.
It's honestly been so frustrating. We got one bargaining session a little bit before our last strike, and we haven't seen or heard from Starbucks corporate since then.
Starbucks blames the Workers United Union for wanting to use hybrid video meetings, which it says is illegal. Wednesday's strike in Colorado was part of a nationwide day of action involving more than 100 stores. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Governor Polis has announced a plan to lower housing costs and encourage more construction, CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
For decades, local governments in Colorado have decided how and where to grow. That's led to a lot of sprawling single-family neighborhoods that have become extremely expensive. Governor Jared Polis is proposing the state step in and require many cities to allow denser, cheaper homes in all residential areas.
We need a smart plan for more housing for rent and for purchase close to where jobs are and along transit lines.
The group representing Colorado cities has said they'll oppose any state attempt to take their authority. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
It's CPR News and KRCC.